Talk Radio. Renegade Talk Radio. Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie. Hope you had a great weekend, St. Patty's Day weekend. Hope you had a good time and you're not in a jail cell someplace for DUI. A lot to talk about today. The scandal of the alleged people, the goody people who gave all that money to those institutions for their dumb, dimwit kids. We're going to be talking about it.
I'm going out of West where I belong, where the days are short and the nights are long, where they walk and I walk, they twist and I twist.
Oh yeah, going way back to the early 60s. California surfing or something like that. In the warm California sun. Okay. Hope you all had a great weekend, but we're going to be talking about today is the dimwit, idiot people who think they're so much better than everybody else. It has to do with this scam, Renegade Nation, the college admissions scandal. And it's been around for a long, long, long time. Dozens of American billionaires, celebrities, and executives, they were indicted last week, as you well know, for allegedly committing fraud and bribery to gain their children's admission to certain elite universities because they're not smart enough to get in on their own. But working through a college admissions counseling firm headed by Rick Singer, these parents participated in a scheme, Renegade Nation, that included a stunning array of illegal activities, bribing coaches, photoshopping pictures, showing supposed athletic prowess, having proxies take admission tests on behalf of their dumb, stupid kids, and paying exam proctors to provide the correct answers to the dimwits. So these wealthy adults could face prison time, plus significant fines, plus they're losing their jobs, all because they were paying off people to get their stupid children into these universities. Students whose college admissions resulted from fraud may face expulsion. Why not? They should be kicked out. Civil lawsuits have been filed, and these criminal and civil cases were going to wind their way all through the courts. I didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, while the scandal so far may be limited to a few prestigious universities, the allegations raise profound questions about American higher education that will linger for years. Its cost, the purpose, its admissions processes, its values. And the student loan debt right now, Renegade Nation, exceeding $1.5 trillion, and many institutions are charging tuition and fees that exceed the median family income for a family of four, which is around $62,000 in 2018. So American higher education will endure a searing and painful and long overdue focus on these practices and the culture that fostered them. Now, these college admission scandals, these scandals, and there's quite a few of these scandals going on. We just don't know all of them, but I'm pretty sure that more will be coming out in the future. This shows yet another example of an American system rigged against the average citizens. The 2008-09 subprime mortgage crisis, if you remember all that, saw millions of Americans lose their homes and file for bankruptcy while Wall Street, the elites, the banksters, escaped accountability. The campaign finance system is a little more than influence peddling, rent-seeking, pay-to-play racket, and many Americans consider the elections to be either rigged or at least compromised by the limited competition resulting from gerrymandering congressional districts, which we talked about a long time ago about gerrymandering, if you recall, if you were a listener back in 2012 and 13. And now we appear to have a college admission system that for the elite institutions is based on the ability to pay and cheat rather than competition and academic merit. And it's no wonder, Renegade Nation, that populist themes resonate with more and more Americans. Whatever happened to Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign theme about this, about getting ahead by working hard and playing by the rules? Former Chicago mayor and Clinton White House chief of staff Rahm Emanuel once quipped that you never let a serious crisis go to waste. So what lessons does the scandal offer? What do they offer, Renegade Nation? Have you thought about it? We need a national discussion and possibly even a congressional hearings about the role of American post-secondary education. Is post-secondary education primarily about socialization and networking or learning and training? What do we want our young people to know and be able to do after their post-secondary experiences? Do we want college and university presidents, Renegade Nation, to function primarily as a fundraiser or as an educator? Let me repeat that to you. Do we want college and university presidents to function primarily as fundraisers or as educators? And how should legacy admissions be handled? These are instances where priority may be afforded a student whose parent attended the same institution and who also may have made substantial charitable contributions to the school. Why, have you ever thought about this? Why are so many football coaches paid more than the presidents? The usual justification is that successful coaches and teams attract tons of money to the school. And that's great, but to do so, and to be successful, fundraisers in development offices or having a roster of Nobel laureates on the faculty, coaches are employees, and they should make less than college presidents. So whatever happened to admission by academic merit, college and universities are fundamentally about educating young people by equipping them with what employers call knowledge, skills, and abilities. They're not country clubs or frat houses. Admissions rigging is not limited to higher education either. There are indications that these grubby practices start even earlier, even at the pre-kindergarten level. American higher education remains a vital part of our economy and culture, Renegade Nation, and we must nurture its diversity and its excellence. Our future productivity and the vibrancy of our democracy depend on our maintaining the world's finest colleges and universities. Gaming the system cheats all of us. And we'll be right back. And coming up next, one of my favorite people to talk about, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You're listening to Renegade Talk Radio. My name is Richie, and we'll be right back.
Howdy, y'all. Do you need a quick, nutritious pick-me-up but don't have time for a sit-down meal? Grab some RC Chirp and Jerk Beef Jerky. Social media is raving about RC Chirp and Jerk Beef Jerky, which is handcrafted in Austin, Texas, and is available in four delicious flavors guaranteed to make your taste buds happy. Click the link on our website to order your RC Chirp and Jerk Beef Jerky today.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
Do, 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 do. Oh, we're back. Hey. Hello, Renegade Nation. How are you today? I'm trying to be calm, cool, and collected. You listen to Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat poop or shit or whatever you want to call it. Don't forget Alex Jones, David Knight, E.G., the Urban Scholar, Toxic Wise Ass, the Terrorist Therapist, Noni Nicole, and the whole crew right here. Renegade Talk Radio, where we don't sugarcoat shit. One of my favorite things to talk about, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I get another nitwit, dimwit, nitwit, crazy. I don't know. There's a lot of adjectives to say about her, but she's nutty. Anyway, she had a Twitter meltdown over the news. Her unfavorable ratings have surged in the last few months. I wonder why. Why is that? She's so smart, and she's a real good person, isn't she? Oh my God. Anyway, earlier this week, this is coming from Breitbart. Breitbart News reported on Ocasio crazy. They call her crazy. And she is crazy.
We're going to build a rail line over the ocean. Okay.
Anyway, her awful polling numbers, as reported by Gallup, there is just no question, Renegade Nation, that as her national profile has exploded, primarily through gushing coverage from the establishment media, it has backfired big time with the public. The public doesn't like her. Everybody that I've spoken to, which is only like 25 people maybe, I don't know, I'm already kidding you, they don't like her. They think she's nuts and crazy. And the more people that know about her, they call her Ocasio-Crazy, even though the media's Vaseline-smeared filter, the less they like her. And she doesn't like it either. Although she is much better known than almost all of her counterparts in Congress, better known than even Chief Justice John Roberts. You know who that is? He's on the Supreme Court, I think. Yeah. A plurality of 41% view her unfavorably, in a leap of 15 points in September. Meanwhile, her favorable rating has only jumped 7 points from 24% to 31%. So right now, Ocasio-Crazy is underwater with the public by double digits by a full 10 points. Now, can you imagine what these people feel like in New York with that Amazon deal going down the toilet? And they're blaming her for that. Ocasio-Crazy dealt with the news with the sober maturity you might expect from a lunatic who believes that the world will end in 12 years, you know, unless we slaughter all the cows to stop them from farting. Can you imagine somebody saying something so stupid and then they wonder why their ratings are going down? If you want to know what subconscious bias looks like, she screeched, it's a headline saying AOC is underwater with every group except women, non-whites, and 18 to 34-year-olds. So older conservative white men are considered everyone, and everyone else is discounted as an exception. Really? I can't be the only one who got lost in the middle thing, huh? Basically, she's freaking over a factual headline offering context that is favorable to her, that these groups that still see her more favorably than not. And that freaked out, an unhinged cry of racial paranoia, not only makes no sense, it's like accusing someone of burning a cross every time they boil water. And that was just the first half of her freak out. Now, here's the other part. The reason people know more about me is because Fox News has turned into AOC TMZ. No offense to TMZ, so awareness is growing with the GOPers. Yeah. The Renegade Nation, the reason people know more is because Fox News has turned into AOC TMZ. What? Yeah, they're talking about you because you're nuts. You're crazy. This is nothing more than a historical lie. Fox News is a small island. It's a very small island in an ocean of fake news, and fake news loves them, Alexandria Ocasio-Crazy. And what's more, Ocasio-Crazy's overall favorability ratings did not just drop among old white men. It also dove 7 points with independents, 3 points with women, 7 points with young people aged 18 to 34, and 8 points with those aged 35 to 54. But I guess it's easier to blame Fox News rather than the fact that you have been exposed as a real-life Bond villain, a monster claiming to want to save humanity when your real goal is to rule over humanity. Okay? That's what this is all about, Renegade Nation. They're sick. The younger generation has a vanity problem. The more people that infront them or start downvoting them because of serious mental breakdowns, this girl is going to fall apart at the seams. As her poll numbers drop, it will be like watching Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Combine the vanity problem with the lack of brain power, and she will come out like the raging bull she's trying to stop from farting. Someone pass more popcorn, please. And on that note, Renegade Nation, I want you to think about that. Put that in your head. This is what the people in that district in New York voted for. Really? This is what we have to deal with now? This moron? This idiot? She's easily one of the worst congresspeople in the history of the U.S. Congress. Her two degenerate friends, Ayan Omar and Tlaib, are right behind her. How we will ever get rid of the stain of her ignorance and naivety, I have no idea. And on that note, Renegade Nation, I'm going to take off. Renegade Nation, have a great day. My name is Richie, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.